So much has been written about the famous SS Keewatin in recent years. Initially rescued by Peterson and moved to Saugatuck, Michigan, it was then rescued from decay by Gil Blutrich and Eric Conroy as a promotional tool for Skyline Corporation's Port McNichol development. A flotilla of the Curious accompanied the old ship as it returned in glory to the old CP port. Millions of dollars in free editorial coverage was the result, and it not only kick-started the development, it gave Port McNichol a renewed sense of pride in their maritime history and that of the Great Lakes. As Paul Reichman famously stated, "We will go through several recessions, before the Canary Wharf development finally succeeded on the London Docklands." What does this have to do with little old port, you may ask? Everything. Promotion of an area is all about sizzle, not the steak. Bear in mind, the Keewatin still remains and may stay for a year or two more if the move to Kingston is delayed. What do we need to do to keep the Keewatin home? My suggestion would be to immediately form a maritime museum and locate the site in Port McNichol, thus enabling the owners to achieve a Category B museum status and receive the necessary tax credits to achieve this. The issues are complex, and I do not profess to know all, though I like to give that impression. Structurally, it may need up to $4 million in renovation costs, and who wants to pay that? By remaining in Port McNichol and, in conjunction with all the towns and townships, we might be able to actually succeed. Bear in mind, Ritz-Carlton Yachts International and other marine tour companies intend to utilize Midland and Port McNichol as safe harbors for their cruise ships. The future is ours to shape. Let us not lose this opportunity. Renee Hackstetter, October 7, 2022.